Hello, Emily. It's Naomi. How are you? Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. Oh, man, they are so small. Oh, my goodness. They are just adorable. And they run and talk and jump. You don't need to watch. Yes, they are. They. Popcorn, like there's no tomorrow, and like I don't watch TV, I just watch them. It's incredible. They're so happy. So Dudley has little supervised visits. He has a supervised visit, then he goes back into his cage because they're too full on for him. But he enjoys the company, if that makes sense. I know, because on the weekend, that video I showed you, at one stage he popcorned. I thought he was going to like land on the on one of them because the way he just moves, and they're like running underneath his feet, and it's like, oh my God. Last night we had Max on the couch with us, and I had MJ up with me, and he was sniffing Max, and Max just let him sniff, and then he wanted to sit underneath Max. He likes to sit underneath Dudley. He likes to get in like his mother kind of thing, and he did the same with Max, trying to get under Max yesterday as well. And Max was like, "What's going on here?" But Max was so laid back with him as well. It was like, man. And Max has been very interested in them ever since he hears them squeak off their chops. He's always like up. Oh, what's going on? Exactly. He's always, he's just, yeah, exactly. He's very interested in what's going on. He's really showing like, oh, interest. What's going on? He's been lovely with everything. So that's so nice. So I was in tears at the refuge. Cindy comes up to me and she goes, "I'm so glad it's you who's adopting these boys." I went, "Really?" And she goes, "Yeah." She goes, "Because you know what to do with them if they somehow don't get along one day or something." He goes, "We know that." She said, "I know that you know what to do." I'm like, "Oh, thank you." Yeah. That was nice. It was really nice. Like, it was just a nice experience. So, yeah, that was really nice. And then when Dudley decided he was happy as well and he did some popcorns, that was just made my day. So he's such a funny chap. I'm glad he had a car trophy for the day before so he could keep up. Exactly. I think he needs another one. He's like, I think I'm sore now. From all the babies running around. They love him. They have been trying. The white one tried to jump on Sunday night into his cage. He was doing jumps. He was jumping. He was trying to get in. So I had to separate. No broken legs, I think. But they are so bloody cute. They love them dearly. Hey, now can I ask? Can I book Maximus has to come back in for an eye checkup, and Dudley has to come in for a nurse Cartrophin injection. So can I book one in for Friday afternoon so Dudley can scream the joint down, and Max get his eye looked at again, please? Perfect. I will take it. Is that with Brock? Yep, perfect. Yes, perfect. And yesterday, I sent baby photos to Dr. Vanessa yesterday. And she was like, "Oh my God, they are so cute." And she said, "Thanks." And then she texts back saying, "Thank you for thinking of me." Oh, okay. All good. She's like, "They are so cute," with lots of exclamation marks. And then she's like, "Thanks for thinking of me." I'm like, "Oh, that's nice. Thank you." So, I thought I better tell her because we were always going, "No more, no more." And then here, I have these brand new two who are full of energy and life, and they're keeping me occupied very fast. They do. The little white one got out. He was an escape artist. Yeah, but that's okay. His cage has fully got baby grids, but then I let him go into Max Minzerito's cage not Doritos, into Dudley's, and Dudley's got the adult gaps, and he went straight out, wandered around. He was very happy. He exactly gave me a small mild heart attack. Yeah, that's so true. Yeah. Do not add, I don't know yet. So we have been through Ghost, we have been through Casper, Spiral, now maybe Mabel. Yeah. So it could be MJ and Mabel, yeah. Because at the moment, David said he doesn't like Spiral. He says it sounds like I'm trying to cough something, got cough medicine or something. So I thought BJ, yeah, because I was thinking of, like, we at the moment we've got Dudley, Dorito. Then if we've got Max and MJ, then I'll have to have a Mabel with a M. I don't know, yeah, DJ, maybe DJ, because then I'll have my DDDs and my, yeah, M. And then, yeah, that's correct. At the moment, he's got a few different names. Dudley was an unknown quantity when we got him. We think, oh, okay. Well, when I got him on the 1st of December, it will be 2 years this year. I believe he was maybe 18 months, guessing. So maybe 3.5, yeah. When I asked the owner, yeah, pop that, yeah. Because even Brock said to me on Friday, he goes, how old is he? And I went, maybe 3.5. And I asked the owner, the previous owner, but they were like, I've ages, yeah. I was like, you know, they didn't care. So I do, so. Hey, yes, she's going well. She's having another cut on the 8th of October on the arm, so they want to take more skin. You can tell this it's playing on her mind because every day she's reaching out to me and she's being very clingy. So on the 8th of October, I'll take her back to the hospital for another cut to be done. But they said that because the skin's quite flappy, you don't, on the back of the arm, they're not going to take a skin graft. They can just pull it all in. So that's even better. Correct. Plastic surgery on one side and make it look really good, and the other side will be all. So she said that, so she's quite happy with the idea of no skin graft. She's quite happy with that. So that's really good. Yeah, so she's doing all right. So on the 8th, when she gets it done on the 8th, I'll have to be a little bit more around that weekend to help out, stuff like that, because it will be a bit more sore. Because even now still, it's been nearly 2 weeks since the first cut, and she's like, oh, that's still very tender. And then I think that the second, this other cut's going to be a little bit more painful. It's going to take a long time to heal. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So then today she's gone down to see my grandma with her brother to say that, you know, no more, mum can't keep caring for them. This is just stupid. They've got to get a manager in to manage her plan and stuff. So this has got to all change. That's right. So now you can look after yourself and actually go and get your skin checked instead of letting it sit there for 2 months before you go. Not on anymore. So, yeah, mum's trying to protect her mum, then I'm trying to protect my mum. It's just this little vicious circle going around at the minute. But all of my mum's brothers have agreed, no more. It's got to be done by a plant manager now. Just got to look after yourself. Oh, 100%. Everyone's been really supportive and wonderful. So mum's brothers are being very good about it now. Because to start with, they would not. They were like, no, we're not paying a plan manager, blah, blah, blah. And now it's like, well, sorry, it's going to have to. And now they're all like, yes, pay one. So big change now. So that's good. Yes. Anyway, and then next week I'll bring the babies in on a day that you guys are in them so you can see them. But I have to bring them on a day Brock's there because Brock said he wants to meet them. Yes, I just don't know if that's all going to be on the same day, so I may have to do two visits. Yeah, not this week, she's on holiday. Yeah, I'll do it next week. That's right. I know if I bring my two other boys, I'll just bring my two older ones, and then I'll bring the young ones in the following week. They'll still be little, so they're not gonna grow huge in 2 weeks. They'll be fine. They'll still be jumping around like there's no tomorrow. Trust me. They're so cute, so cute. I was like, I can't remember. Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, last baby was Teddy and Leo and Missy. I've gotten all the other ones as adults, so I've forgotten how tiny they are. They are. Yeah, they are. They're so delicate. And then they like climb on my shoulder and sit on my shoulder, and I'm like, wow. Okay. Yeah, and I'm trying to handle them every day so they get used to it. And then they'll be more friendly, being handled and sit with you instead of, packs. It's their little ferals. Correct. They're not being little ferals. They're so damn cute. But thank you. I'm going to let you go so you can get some work done. It has been lovely to chat. Yes, you too. Take care of yourself. And I'll definitely see you on Friday. Yeah, who's waiting this week? Is Al back? Ah. Oh, wow. Oh, who's working on Saturday? Because I'm bringing my mum's girl in for her nails. Okay. Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah, just chuck her in mum's carrier. Because she's got curly nails. They're like curled. Yeah, that's what I was a bit like. Yeah, all right. I might see what I can do. Yeah, I definitely wanted to bring her in when you guys were there. So I'll consider. I'll see what Friday is like. 2 o'clock on Friday is absolutely amazing. All right, you take care of yourself and I'll catch up with you then. All right, talk soon. Bye.